thank the Lord, amen. I tell you, it's a privilege to be able to come this morning and stand before people that God created,
amen,
for His glory. If you would, you turn your Bibles to Isaiah 43, and we're going to take a little text there from Isaiah 43 and verse 7. It's good to be here. I want to say this morning, my friend, you don't have to be able to read if and cat and dog to meet this old back home country cornbread fed Holy Ghost that I met one day as an old sinner. There's something about the Holy Ghost of God beyond mankind.
Amen.
And I thank God for that. Amen. Dope can't do it. Alcohol can't do it. Amen. It's only the Lord Jesus Christ and Him alone. And so there'll be no mistake about the Holy Ghost of God. So I couldn't read, but I'm telling you, there's something. I've done a lot of dope in life and been touched and had my mind altered in a lot of ways. But there's nothing ever touched me like the Holy Ghost of God. That's why it'll not be no mistake in your life when you meet this man named Jesus. That's who it's all about, my friend. It ain't about you, it ain't about me. It's about this man named Jesus. It's not my mistake this morning. I'm the least of everyone in here. I like to stay in the bottom, but I'm glad that a man can crawl to the foot of Calvary and get salvation through the precious blood of Jesus Christ. That was me. I don't deserve to be here today by all rights. I still should be in prison doing several life sentences. I still should be over there. I should have got the death penalty and died a long time ago. I read over in the Bible there in Romans 5:8. He said, but God. Amen. He didn't say but mama and but daddy and but papa. He didn't say Baptist, Pentecostal, all those things. He said, but God commend His love toward us. In that while we were sinners, Christ died for us. I'm glad, glory to God, it was Him and not you that saved me.
Amen.
So I just want to, I know it's a pastor-wide appreciation thing here, but I just want to preach about this man. I want to challenge you a little bit as a pastor, as a minister of the Lord Jesus Christ and His Word. And my question today is going to be to you and I, why are we doing what we're doing?
Yeah,
I mean, you may be, well, I've been pastoring 20 years. Well, why are you still doing what you're doing? What's the whole purpose of me continuously pastoring, continue reaching out to lost and dying sinners out in the world and encouraging the body? Why do I keep doing that? Well, I'm going to bring you to Scripture here in a few minutes of why you should be doing that. If you're doing it for any other reason, my friend, it's all wood, hay, and stubble.
Amen.
It's all going to go back to one man. His name is Jesus. It's not Robert Gibson. It's not Joe. It's not Clyde. His name is Jesus. Matter of fact, Jesus made a statement. He said, if I be lifted up, signifying His death on Calvary, He made this personal. He said, I will draw all men unto me. My salvation goes back to this man, Christ Jesus. But here in Isaiah 43 and verse 7, he says here, even everyone that's called by my name, for I have created him for my glory.
Amen.
I have born him, yea, I have made him. Dear Heavenly Father, God, take these old stinking lips of clay. God, once again, God, you formed the dust of ground one day. God, for thy glory and thy honor, God, anoint them afresh just for a few moments, Lord, to help us challenge ourselves while we're doing what we're doing. God, we'll be careful to give you glory, honor, and praise. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you'll notice in this scripture right here, the main thing to me right here in this scripture, He created all mankind. I mean, that's old junkies, that's old alcoholics, that's preachers, that's deacons, that's all mankind throughout this country for one purpose and one reason was you and I born up on the face of this earth. It is for the glory of God. And I want to say today, I've been across the country. I'm about as simple as cornbread. I didn't go to school to get what I got. I got neology. I don't have no theology. I went to the foot of Calvary and received. When I see, I didn't go through the man that led me to the Lord. He didn't save me. He gets no glory. Can I go ahead and bust your bubble right here? You don't get no glory. I don't care how long you pastor church, how long, my friend, how many you went to the Lord. You don't get no pat on the back. You do not get no glory. All glory. You was created for the glory of God. And I want you to recognize, my friend, why are you doing what you're doing? Why do you keep going? Why do you keep spreading the gospel? Bible said, what know you not? Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God. You are not your own. You're bought with Christ. Therefore, do what? Glorify God. Don't glorify your church, my friend. Don't glorify no preacher, my friend. Don't you put your pastor on no pedestal. He got glory. He got his thanks just like the old junkie did this morning.
Amen.
I tell you, across the country, I've been listening to folks preaching, and it seems like that everybody is throwing the sodomite out the window. You know how sodomite gets saved? Same way you did. And there's one thing God has never said. Oops, I made a mistake.
Yeah.
I made a woman a man a woman. No, God didn't make that mistake. But my friend, we as children of God, men of God, women of God, our duty should be to glorify God.
Hey,
I said, herein is my Father glorified. That you do what? Bear much fruit. I'm not for the sinner, my friend. I don't care if she's a harlot. I don't care, my friend, if it's a sodomite. I don't care if it's a drunk. I don't care if it's a drug addict. I don't care if it's a preacher. If they're a sinner, I want to get them a Jesus.
Hey!
Somebody give me a Jesus. Why are you doing what you're doing? It ought to be this. I tell you, sometimes we have to examine ourselves. You know, we get comfortable in the pulpit. We get comfortable. I've been preaching for many years. What day you still get no glory? Hey, man, right. I've been to every college ever. That you still get no glory. All glory goes to one man. Amen. His name is Jesus. You can't save nobody.
Right. Amen.
I'm after the sinner.
Exactly.
Who's saying? Hey, the junkie sinner, the alcoholic sinner, the harlot sinner, the sodomite sinner. Awesome. Old Paul said it this way. This is a faithful saying. Worthy of all acceptation. That Christ Jesus, that's not true. That Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners.
Amen.
He didn't say junkies. He didn't say sodomites. He didn't say, oh, but I find the law folks got so heavenly minded, they ain't no earthly good. Hey, man, don't you forget where God found you at.
Hey,
I ain't never shot no dope. Bible says in Psalm 51:5, behold, I was shapen in iniquity and in sin did my mother conceive me.
Right.
I'm going to tell you how good you are. The Bible says there's none good.
Amen.
No, that's you too, but I hope it busts your bubble.
Come on.
You ain't no better than that old junkie out there.
Come on.
Okay, you ain't never shot down. You ain't no better than that harlot out there.
Right.
You ain't no better than that side of mine. God hates your sin. He hates their sin.
Right.
Why are you doing what you're doing?
Come on.
You ought to be trying to get somebody to Jesus. Oh, it's easy, my friend, to go out there. They smell good. They look good. Oh, praise the Lord. How you doing that? Oh, how sweet you are. What about that woman out there, my friend, that woke up this morning in their vomit? What about that woman out there this morning that woke up in the hospital ODing? What about that woman out there that the governments and the laws of the land has said it's okay? No, it's not okay. But we need to win them to Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
You know better than a sodomite. Your sins ain't no different. I know God destroyed the whole city of Sodom and Gomorrah, but He loves the sinner and hates the sin. He hates your sin.
That's
He hates your sin.
That's right.
Amen.
I don't know about you, but I ain't arrived yet. But I said, He said He's without sin. He's a liar.
Yeah.
Now I'm a fighting preacher. I really am. Oh, God. Meekness is not weakness. Meekness is strength under control. Lord, if you bust up in my house, you put your hands on my wife, I pray that you've made your decision to go to heaven. Amen. And I ain't trying to be funny. Amen. Hey, you got somebody bust up in there, put their hand on your chill. Oh, praise the Lord, bless your heart and glory to God. No, sir.
Amen.
I'm saying, man, don't take care of his own household. It's worse than this.
That's right.
Hey, man, I'll fight for my wife.
Right.
You better believe it.
Amen.
So why are you personally? I want to challenge you. I want you to examine your door. I'm not going to examine you. I want you to the Holy Ghost of God will, though. You know, why are you doing? You want a pat on the back? That's wood, hay, and stubble. You don't get a pat on the back of me. I don't care how long you've been pastoring, how long you've been studying, it don't matter. But here, let me give you another scripture on why you and I should be doing what we're doing. The Bible says in Corinthians, for the love of Christ. Why are you doing what you're doing? Is it because you want somebody to say, oh man, what a minute. No, whoopty, you don't get no glory.
Right.
I've been a deacon for 20 years. Whoopty, are you born again? Yes, amen. Hey, my friend, for the love of Christ constraineth us.
Yes,
for this we judge, that if one died for all, then we're all dead.
Amen.
And they which live shall not henceforth, I mean from that day forth, not live unto themselves. That's not about you now.
Right.
Unto themselves, but unto him.
Amen.
It's about a man named Jesus.
Amen.
That rose again. Hey, who are you talking about, Jesus? It's easy right here in the house of God.
Amen.
What about there in the highways and the byways? My friend, can you go down to the depths of this world where they're out there wicked? Hey, listen, if you knew me before I got saved, glory to God, you say, kill him. Throw the key away. He got what he deserves. I'm glad you ain't got but God. It goes right back to the Holy Father. He said, but God. That one you're giving up on, that one you're throwing, don't
right.
Just because you're a pastor or you've been preaching for 5,000 years, it don't make any difference. Why are you doing what you're doing?
Right.
Is it for the love of Christ?
Oh,
or just because you have a little knowledge?
Uh-oh.
A knowledge puppet up.
Right.
Amen. We need to go where it's at the bottom of the ground, down there where the rubber meets the road. And you don't. Why are you doing what you're doing?
Yes, sir.
What? No, you're not. Remember, your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Do you realize that? Mm-hmm. Or you recognize that? Or God's trying to wake you up. Realize when you question yourself, why? Why am I doing? Why am I keep preaching? Mm-hmm. And lately, how many of you personally went out of your comfort zone and went out there before it's happening at?
Come on.
I ain't talking about out here, oh honey, you look good, glory to God. I'm talking about out there under my friend, where it's in the bottomless pit of this world.
Come on.
I wicked to the very core of their soul. Matter of fact, let me go ahead and tell you about your heart. Jeremiah said, man's heart, that's yours too, by the way, I'm gonna bust your bubble. Man's heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? You was born with a wicked heart. You say, I'll never do that. Hold on.
Right.
My friend, don't say what your flesh might not do.
Right.
It's only by the grace and mercy of God.
Yeah.
Amen. That you won't do that right there. Yeah. God loves those sinners. I just want to challenge you to ask yourself a question. Why are you doing what you're doing? Why do you keep pastoring? Why do you keep going? Why do you keep telling the old story? You ain't gonna come up with nothing new. Go to God. God done settled it in His Word. You ain't coming up with nothing new. Why are you doing what you're doing? But there's a scripture in here. It's saying, I think about myself, how wicked and no good and how sorry I was. And there was this man, I'm gonna share that tonight. There was this man named Donnie Moore. In my dope shooting state, in my wicked murderous heart, this man, he knew a man. His name is Jesus. He'll show what you know. Amen. Your intelligence don't get you to heaven.
Right.
Hey, you're going to church and sitting on the river rubbing the pews won't get you to heaven.
Come on.
My friend, you better be able to go back to some horse at the foot of Calvary and nail it to the cross.
Hey,
don't nail it to Brother Joe, Brother Susie, Sister Clyde. No! My salvation comes from one man.
Amen. Glory to God.
That's
who you will be glorified.
Amen.
Why do you keep going?
Go ahead. Right.
Maybe you need to examine yourself and go back to the place where the Lord found you at. You see, I've got complacent, Lord.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, I still preach the word every Sunday. Mm-hmm. I still go. Lord, I don't tell it like I used to.
Uh-oh. Come on.
Well, when you first found me, I couldn't tell enough people. My heart was burning.
Right.
What about now?
That's right.
Come on.
Come on.
Let me get your scripture right here. The Bible talks about over. You know what Jesus told the disciples? A new commandment. I give unto you. That you love one another as I have loved you. That you also love one another. By this shall all men know.
That's right.
That you're my disciples.
Right.
Greater love hath no man than this, than a man lay his life down for his friends. Jesus set the example. When is the last time it's not been about you?
Come on.
That's right.
Come on.
I hope God bless your Bible. It's not enough that you don't know the word. That's good. The word is what brings Holy Ghost conviction.
Amen. Come on.
Your opinion, my opinion stinks.
Right. But
there's folks out there in this lost and dying world. Thank you, Lord. Just waiting for you to just step up to them just the way they are.
Yeah,
I just want to tell you today, I love you.
Yeah.
Because Christ first loves
you.
When's the last time you personally, I hope God challenges you, you personally have went to someone and asked him, are you born again? It's not a bad question. That's the greatest question you'll ever be asked. It's not will you accept this woman. It's not will you accept this man. Will you accept this man, Christ Jesus?
Amen.
When's the last time you've done that? Are you just waiting till you come to church? Are you just waiting till you're around a bunch of Christian people?
Uh-oh.
And that's the only time you can do it? Can you do it out there in the darkness of this world?
Amen.
You know what? If you can't, and you're a Christian, you might be backslid.
Uh-oh.
Come on.
In the house of God.
Uh-huh. Come on.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying you might be backslid. You know why? Because I'm going to give you a scripture. I like that book. Amen. My opinion, no can. 2 Corinthians 5:18 says, all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation.
Right.
When is the last time you took out and tried to reconcile some old sinner to Christ? Oh, that's an old junk right there. I ain't going to mess with him. How did God find you?
Come on.
Amen. Amen.
Come on.
Doomed to hell. Dead. Trespassing sin. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Are you concerned about others now that he found you? If you're not, and you're just going to church to be going to church because it's a tradition thing to do, you either, I'm going to go ahead a little bit, just a little bit farther.
Right?
You might have what I call decaffeinated religion. I drink coffee because I want to wake up. I want the real thing.
Right.
Decaffeinated religion's not got the real thing in it. It's been taken out. It takes the blood of Jesus Christ. You might have been saved instead of saved. You say chapter and verse, I'm glad you asked. I'm going to shut up right here in a minute.
Oh, come on.
Godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation.
That's exactly
not right. To be repented of. Yes.
Come on.
But the sorrow of the world
worketh
death.
Yes.
Surely you're sorry you got caught. Surely you're sorry you might be going through a divorce. Surely you're sorry you got cancer. Oh, that's real. It's real.
Yeah.
That's not salvation.
No, right.
There's been a lot of people come down. The church is full of them. Prison is full of them. The country's full of them. That's come down to the old-fashioned altar. Meant well. Meant well.
Come on.
Troubled. Prayed the prayer. Got baptized down in that pole in the creek. No, the name rang the shell number. Became a church member. but you've never been drawn by the Holy Ghost.
No, that's sir.
John 6:44 says, no man comes unto me. That takes mom and daddy, the preacher, the deacons, takes all mankind out of the equation.
Right.
No man comes to me except the Father which sent me draws him.
Yeah, that's right.
And I'll raise him up in the last day. My friend, you'll not have to ask the preacher, did you get saved? That loving Holy Ghost of God will come right there where you at. And I like the old song they sang, just as I am.
Amen.
You know how you are? You're a sinner. Born that way.
Right.
I'm going to give you one more scripture. I just want to challenge you.
I like it.
As preacher.
Amen. I like it.
As the man of God.
Yeah. Amen.
As the woman of God. Why are you still doing what you're doing? I hope you get uncomfortable. Very uncomfortable. Here's one in over in 2 Corinthians over where it says, there's a scripture I'm looking for right here that, look here, 1 Corinthians chapter 15 real quick, and I'm going to close out right here. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. I'm going to close right here. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Now here's why I want to encourage you, preacher friend. Chapter 15 and verse 58. We're going to read 55 through 58. Right here, Christian friend, my brothers, my sisters in Christ, I want to encourage you right here. He says, starting in 55, he said, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. Or is that word but? There's a hinge right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Here's what I want to encourage you at. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be you steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. You didn't say your work now.
Come on. Right.
In the work of the Lord.
For
as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord.
Amen.
Lord, once again, I thank you. God, just for these few moments. Thank you, Lord, for the liberty. Thank you, God, for just using these old stinking lips of clay. Now, God, encourage your people. God, to examine ourselves, where we at, why we doing what we doing. Give us a new vision. God, your word said, man has no vision, perishes. I pray that, God, throughout this week, God, you'll give us a vision for souls.
Yeah, yeah.
And God, for those, Lord, that's gotten to the wayside, those, Lord, that's got comfortable.
Yeah.
God, even us, God, as your people that's got comfortable right where we at, God, move our hearts towards heaven and what it's all about.
Yeah.
For thy glory and thy honor. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.